So we heard about how the oil and gas industry is weathering this pandemic, but how about renewables? While green energy businesses had been seeing growth, coronavirus has changed that. State Impact Pennsylvania's Ann Danahy reports on the outlook.
So I'm on one of my business calls, and one of the cranes is in the yard making this noise that they're singing away, and I got the question of, where the heck are you?
Kevin Gombotz is vice president of Invinity, a green design and construction company. While the business is based in State College, Pennsylvania, Gombotz lives in Gainesville, Florida. And like many people, he's been having a lot of online meetings lately, which means trying to find a good internet connection.
We're all doing the best we can in the new normal here.
Like much in construction, the green energy industry has been slammed by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Gombotz leads Invinity's commercial division, and much of what it does is in the healthcare industry, helping hospitals make their buildings run more efficiently and preventing problems before they crop up. That includes designing or modifying air systems to contain infectious diseases like COVID-19.
A better building is about a lot of things other than just energy performance.
When COVID-19 began appearing in the United States, Gombotz says they realized they were going to have to shift the work they did. Invinity's commercial division does business in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, New York, and Florida.
In the industry, they call it COVID response, but it's how are they adapting their facilities to the changing needs now of having a more infectious population.
Key to that is creating more negative pressure rooms for patients. Those areas are used for patients with infectious diseases like COVID-19. The low air pressure stops the air from leaving the room while fresh air is allowed to come in.
You add more exhaust to a building because of more isolation rooms for COVID patients, then you need more outside air.
Gombotz says what's happening now could change the way hospitals are designed in the long run, with a need to be able to adapt to a pandemic.
There's new thought towards, well, now that we have more time to plan for readiness for a potential second wave or what happens, next flu season, the strategy is going to shift to be more orchestrated and less on the fly. So
the design and proposal side is to make solar arrays a little bit smaller and add.
Jason Grotini is Invinity's vice president of residential energy services in State College.
We laid off 16 people, which predominantly make up our entire field operations staff. So carpenters, renewable energy installers, service technicians, HVAC installers, we put them all on furlough.
That's about a third of the company's employees. But construction in Pennsylvania was allowed to start again on May 1st. Between that and a federal Paycheck Protection Program loan, Invinity has hired everyone back. The company doubled its solar workforce this past year. They had 4 to 6 months of work lined up with projects like solar panel installation.
Before COVID-19 hit, we were on track to add another 5 to 6 people to that team. We're probably going to slow that down a little bit here into the summer. But if things pick back up where they left off, I could see us certainly adding 3 to 5 more people, creating those jobs right at the end of the year.
While residential work may slow down, Grotini says commercial and agricultural business are both expected to keep coming in. Employees had the option of staying home, but so far no one is. Grotini and Gombotz are optimistic about the company's outlook, and experts say the sector is in a position to bounce back. Ravi Mangani is global head of solar at Wood Mackenzie, a research and consulting company based in the UK. Mangani says shelter-in-place orders have hit residential and small commercial businesses in the solar industry hard. They expect at least half of residential installations to be at risk in 2020, and they're forecasting about 40% of businesses that were looking to deploy solar won't this year.
Just looking at those two numbers, the job losses in this segment could be, anywhere from 10-15% to as much as up to half of the workforce could be without jobs in the coming months.
A lot could depend on how long the slowdown lasts. Mangani says in the absence of a drawn-out recession, the industry should be able to bounce back. They're projecting a pre-COVID market size for 2021. The low price of gas and oil and the low demand for energy right now as COVID-19 slows the economy are challenges for the industry.
It might lose the edge a teeny bit, but for the most part, it's still going to be an economically viable proposition.
Joseph Minot is executive director and chief counsel of the Clean Air Council. They want to see an investment in green energy be part of any COVID-19 economic stimulus package.
It's horrible. It has tanked the economies around the world, but especially in the United States right now.
Minot says there's a chance to get something good out of all of that.
Or are we going to decide that it's simply easier to invest in the fossil fuels, the fuel of the last century, if you will, because that's what we're used to?
Two renewable energy trade groups wrote to Congress asking for that support, including an extension of tax credits for solar and wind energy. Ravi Bongani points to one other factor. If President Trump is reelected,
I think it's safe to say that there won't be any additional favors to the clean energy industry.
But Bongani says if presumed Democratic nominee Joe Biden wins, the outlook could be different. I'm Ann Danahy, State Impact, Pennsylvania.